A few strong thunderstorms occurred overnight last night across the area from eastern Wisconsin through the central and interior southern portions of Michigan down into northern Ohio. And a number of locations getting more than an inch of rain, like Lansing, ended up with 3.09 inches, and that was through 1 a.m. this morning. The rainfall potential will remain mostly confined to the northern parts of the Midwest and maybe some easternmost areas as well, at least for a little while longer. Precipitation that comes up over the next few days will be probably confined to the areas from the eastern parts of North Dakota through Michigan, and then also in parts of Indiana and Ohio. There'll be some other showers in a few other locations, but it just doesn't look like the precipitation in those areas will be very impressive, and the distribution rather poor. We are expecting some stronger thunderstorms to occur overnight tonight in parts of eastern North Dakota, and they will spread across northern Minnesota into parts of Wisconsin as we move from Thursday into Friday. Some locations will get more than an inch of rain pretty easily across the interior northern and central sections of Minnesota. And some of those storms will eventually work their way over to the Great Lakes region and then eventually southeastward towards the Ohio River. And portions of Illinois and maybe northeastern Iowa will pick up on a little bit of rain from this particular disturbance, but it certainly doesn't look like there's going to be a widespread generalized soaking for any of those areas. But a few locations will pick up on some welcome rainfall. The southwestern part of the U.S. Midwest will likely stay driest over this next several-day period. In fact, for the next 7 days, I would doubt seriously that anybody would get more than a half inch of moisture in Nebraska, Kansas, western Missouri, or southwestern Iowa, and for that matter, even down into the parts of the northern U.S. Delta. We would expect to see some increase in shower and thunderstorm activity occurring over the weekend coming up, Saturday into Sunday, across portions of Iowa as well as Minnesota and Illinois. These areas could end up with a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain in some locations, but the majority of the precipitation will probably be less than a half inch. The outlook for the early part of next week is cooler, and if you're suffering from the high humidity and the very warm temperatures that are occurring across the Midwest right now, all you have to do is wait about 5 days. As we get into Saturday and Sunday, there'll be a good chance for some cooling already taking place across the northern plains and upper Midwest. Temperatures here today into Saturday will continue to be mostly in the 90s across the western Corn Belt and in the upper 80s and lower 90s in the eastern belt. But by the time we get to this point next week, the high temperatures will be in the 70s and 80s across the Midwest, while readings in the western or southwestern parts of the Corn Belt may still be higher in the 80s and perhaps a few lower 90s, depending on the orientation of the high pressure ridge that will still be lingering over the western part of the U.S. at that point in time. The second week rain potentials across the Midwest will be still somewhat low. We don't expect the Gulf of Mexico to be open as a very good moisture source during the period, but there will be a chance for some precipitation accompanying another cool front that will move across the Midwest as we get into the second week of September. That frontal system will probably produce a couple tenths to three-quarters of an inch of rain with some localized greater amounts, and it'll represent the next opportunity for both cooling and also rainfall across the Midwest. That implies that the latter part of next week and early in that second weekend of the two-week outlook will be another period of warming for the region. And the overall bottom line for our crops continues to be one of great concern for ongoing stress in the unirrigated areas of Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, and a large part of Iowa, even with respect to the fact that there's going to be some scattered showers around as we move into the weekend and early part of next week. Eastern Midwest crops will also have some stress, but it won't be as widespread and probably not as significant. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.